You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at BVA.org.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 20 years, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. In a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700. Or email info@newsreelmag.org.
or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida, and I want to welcome you back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. I'm your host, Michael. Let me tell you who's right now with us. In the audience, we have right next to me sitting the fabulous looking, happens to be my lovely wife, the better half. The better half, the one that does put things in his mouth and always gets messed up and yells at me later. She always yells at me. My wife, the smart one in the family, Lynn Gold, are you there?
I'm here, yay! Michael. Thanks for that great introduction.
She is the smart one in the family,
she
though.
Is. And my other co-host today is Mr. David Hildebrand.
The not so smart one in the family.
And sitting next to him right now is his fabulous looking wife.
She
is. Is she the smart one in the family too?
Yes, I'm afraid
okay,
she is.
Okay, Miss Brenda.
That's Brenda Lee there.
Brenda Lee, oh yeah.
I can't hear her. I'm just a fly on the wall.
She says she's an innocent bystander.
And behind the scenes, we have Chris Shaw. Chris, you there? He's the producer and engineer.
Who?
He's pulling a few levers back there.
Chris Shaw.
Who?
Chris.
I got you. Okay, we here.
He's the man.
Okay, guys, let's get out of business
here. To answer the phones, we have the fabulous looking and very smart Charlotte Massey. Charlotte, you there? Okay.
See, we're a tag team. You see, she did all. She said the hi there, and then I say who. Who? Hi there. Who? Hi there.
Who? Hi there. So, okay. Dave, take it away, Dave.
My friends, we have a special guest caller. His name is Irwin Hott from the Newsreel magazine, and I'm anxious to hear all about what he's got going on because it sounds like something for me.
He's the editor.
How's it going there, Irwin?
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Hi,
appreciate
Irwin.
You calling.
You're calling in from this is Lynn, Irwin. You're calling in from Columbus, Ohio?
Correct.
All right. The funny thing is, our next guest is calling in from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
From Pilot Dog. So it's a Columbus, Ohio night.
Yeah, and I know Steve.
Oh, you know Steve. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's where a bunch of my relatives are up there in Columbus.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about Newsreel and what you offer there. It sounds interesting.
Well, it's a unique magazine. It's monthly, 3 hours a month, and it's audio. And to give just a little history, Stan Doren started Newsreel back in 1958. And Stan, as you may know, started Pilot Dogs before that.
Oh,
and
the plot thickens.
Newsreel was originally a way for Pilot Dog graduates to keep in touch with each other, and it was on open reel tape. That's where the reel part came from.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the idea of like the newsreels that were in movie theaters. But it started out with Stanley sending out tapes to graduates who were interested, and the graduates would comment, and that would spread around to the other subscribers, and other graduates would comment back, and so it got to be kind of a round robin. And over the years, Newsreel has grown a lot. It's no longer almost exclusively about guide dogs. It's about all kinds of other things, including guide dogs, but it's monthly, 3 hours, and the subscribers still send in a majority of the articles in their own voices. And that's what makes Newsreel so unique.
That's cool.
So we, in March, for example, I don't know if we'll have the answer on in March yet, but we'll have the question about a lady who her husband was going to the hospital, and the people in the ambulance said she couldn't take her guide dog because she wasn't the patient. And apparently that does get a little complicated, but I don't know any more about it than that. But that's one of the questions we'll see if we can get answered on the March newsreel.
That will be
interesting. We'll have recipes. We usually have 50 or 60 articles. And I'm in the midst now of actually editing the articles that have come in and then putting them together into the three-hour magazine.
So what kind of format is the magazine in? Is it online, or do you send discs out, or how does that work?
Well, we do it on MP3 CD. We still have a lot of people getting four-track cassette. We do a download from our website. It's too large to email. And we also do the NLS-type cartridge or a thumb drive. So it's available in a variety of formats.
I guess. That's great. So could some of those, the Library of Congress readers and that kind of thing would be able to read your magazine as well then?
Correct. It can be played in the NLS player. There are people who copy it, for example, from the cartridge onto a Victor Stream. People do download it on the iPhone, for example, using VoiceStream Reader. And as I say, we have some people doing MP3 CDs. So it is available in a wide variety of formats.
So how do you decide who makes the magazine? That's what I'm kind of curious, because I imagine you probably get a lot of people that send stuff to you. How do you narrow it down?
Every month, yes.
Yeah, it can be a challenge to kind of watch the newsreel grow every month. Some items I may save for April or May, or we might do a spring special with some articles that aren't particularly timely. We had last year, for example, Kate Snyderman, our director, and I went to a Lions Zone meeting, and there was a lady talking about 9/11. And the people who were stranded on planes all over the world. And that was just fascinating. It's too long for a regular newsreel issue, so I may try to put that on a special issue. And it's fascinating and not terribly timely.
Do you specialize in anything for a particular month? For example, do you ask people to submit articles about one particular topic, or is it they're always different every month?
Pretty much different every month, although we do have some jokes in April. Some of them are pretty good, some of them are pretty terrible. But we encourage people to send in jokes for the April issue. In December, we frequently have a double issue, and we'll have holiday greetings and other things. And we might have something in January about Louis Braille, for example. So there are a few things that are monthly and timely, but for the most part, it's whatever people to choose to send in. And I try to group, if we have for sale items, I try to group those together, for example. We get recipes every month. Some people say, oh, there are too many recipes. Some people say they're not enough. Some people say there's too much on technology. Some people say there's not enough. So I try to come up with a happy medium. But the nice thing is, like a lot of magazines, you don't necessarily read the whole thing. So you can, on cassette, you can hit the fast forward button. On the digital, you can skip ahead to the next article.
You can't please everybody, that's for sure.
But it's a lot of fun to try.
Irwin, so the article submitted or whatever it is, it has to be in that person's own voice, so they have to record it at home.
Well,
and
we
then
prefer
send it?
That. We do get some things by email. Mm-hmm. There are people who send in memos from their iPhone. There are some things that we have a reader, Beth, who comes in and reads, and then Kate, our director, also reads articles, and I occasionally will read something. So it's mostly in the voices of the subscribers, and that's what makes it so unique.
So how would a person get on the list to be able to receive the discs or to get the downloads? It sounds like something I might want to check out myself.
So. Okay. Easiest thing is to either email us at info@newsreelmag.org. Tell us what format you want. We will be glad to send out 3-month samples, and then for subscriptions for the first year, it's $20.
That's it.
Now, if you have to, if you want to use cartridge, you can either supply your own or we can supply a cartridge and mailer for $10. But otherwise, the there's no additional charge for the CD or the cassettes. And of course, for us, the download is the easiest.
Right.
You can also call us at 888-723-8737, and we'll be glad to set you up for a 3-month trial.
And don't forget to say you heard on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. That sounds like it's a great opportunity, and plus, some people could that are doing that reading might actually pick up some good skills for.
Oh, absolutely. We've had all kinds of questions over the years. There have people who've actually met and married through Newsreel, so it really has become a Newsreel family.
That would be an interesting article to hear about that, too, for that matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody has any questions, don't forget to write to info@newsreelmag.org or call 888-723-8737. And all the information is on our website, by the way.
Okay, good.
So they can find
it. It's all there on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And
if you write to them, don't forget to say you heard on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thanks so much for taking the time to call us.
We'll talk to you again, okay, Erwin?
We'll have them back.
Say hi to Kate.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Great to meet you, Erwin.
Take care.
We're going to break.
Bye-bye.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up.
Another guest coming up.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. This is the show that we say we are the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Dave, take it away.
Mike, I understand we have got another great guest caller. This is Steve Hoyt with Pilot Dogs in Columbus, Ohio. Steve, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I am.
Good to have you with us.
Hi, Steve. Hi.
I am anxious to hear about Pilot Dogs.
Yes, thank you for having me on the show, and it's an honor and a privilege to be on here. Pilot Dogs started in 1950, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the orientation mobility program services that we are providing now. We started the program in 2015, and our students who are blind or visually impaired are part of the dog guide class. They just travel differently using the white cane. And it's a two-week course, and it's no cost to those who come for the training. And if they don't have a white cane, that's something we can provide as well. And we talk about their basic skills that we do. We do human guide, hand trailing, upper and lower body protective techniques, squaring off, search patterns. We do sensory awareness exercises, gaining information about the environment, using their hearing, their smell, touch, and proprioception. We do indoor travel and cane skills using their diagonal technique, what is the two-point touch, the constant contact technique. We do residential area around our school, about the sidewalk travel, the simple traffic light intersections controlled, the stop signs, cardinal directions because they don't change. We also teach semi-business area with a light-controlled intersection and learning about driveways and parking lots. And we start to introduce complex light intersections with the green arrow. And then we get to downtown where there's wider sidewalks, wider streets, riding public transportation, introduction of the APS, the accessible pedestrian signal, soliciting information in a store, talking about the address and numbering system. And then we also teach no sidewalk training for those who are going to travel not using sidewalks. And then we do independent routes, 4, 6, 8 blocks on their own, and to see what they've learned. And then we have also tips for going home that we've covered in the 2 weeks. And we're probably averaging about 30 hours of instruction in 2 weeks. And I just love it. Just love the program.
You've been doing this for how many years?
We've been doing the O&M since 2015.
But you yourself have been with Pilot Dogs?
Yes, I've been fortunate, blessed to be here 29, start my 29th year.
Wow. I guess you know what you're doing, 29 years.
I enjoy it greatly, and it's been neat to see the students progress in their travel abilities.
That O&M training for 2 weeks, that sounds like quite an intensive course, but a lot of people could really use that, and in such a short period of time could really make you independent.
Yes, and we had the Vision Center close here in Columbus, and being to enough conferences across the United States, at just finding out people can only getting 2 to 3 hours of O&M, and because of the budget cuts of the rehabilitation service they may be working at, or they live in a rural area, or there's a lack of orientation mobility instructors like myself across the United States that are retiring, and of course the blindness population's increasing, not decreasing. So it's been neat to do the two-week course, And we offer dog walk before they leave. However, they don't have to do that if they do not, if they choose not to.
Steve, please explain to the our listeners a little bit about the importance of having some good orientation and mobility before you get a guide dog, because I know a lot of guide dog facilities, schools require a very for you to be fairly competent on with a white cane before you even approach using a dog.
Sure, a lot of people have the myth, myth out there that a guide dog is a miracle worker, and they're not. It's another way, a great way of travel. People do need those skills to build up their stamina, their confidence, knowing to be able to access or analyze the intersection, because the dog's not going to be able to do it for them, to tell them if it's a stop sign controlled or a light controlled or no control. So they do need those skills and stamina, and then be able to have problem-solving skills. You know, that's why I really enjoy teaching the cardinal directions, because they're concrete, the north, south, east, and west, to someone know where they're going. So they need all those skills because they just can't, tell the dog they're going somewhere, like to a restaurant. Let's go to Bob Evans, or, you know, push a button. They're not a robot.
Right.
So they need all those skills in traveling because with a dog guide, they're getting the non-tactile skills, but with the cane, they're getting all that information, that sensory awareness, using the cane tip, their feet, their audio, of course, the smell, all that stuff. To multitask, to know where they're going, it's so important.
Another question I have is, I'm a cane traveler, never used a dog, but I think I know that they do give you a certain kind of independence that you couldn't have with a cane. And one person had explained to me that one of the biggest thing is overhangs that, of course, you would never detect with a cane, where a dog mm-hmm. would likely see those kind of things.
Yeah, we just talked about in that in our lesson with a tree branch sticking out. That's a disadvantage of that mobility tool, is upper body objects that may protrude out, like a tree branch or a back end of a dump truck or something like that, is, or a big sign that's sticking out that's, you know, head high or chest high. Mm. That's a disadvantage of a cane compared to the dog guide. So they're both mobility tools. You know, they're great. Richard Hoover started the cane way back in 1940s with World War II, with all the soldiers coming and losing their sight from the war. And the dog guide, of course, is another great mobility tool that people use. And that's one advantage of the dog, is those overhanging overhead objects.
We have a caller on the line, don't we?
We do.
Sure.
Yeah, we have a caller on the line. We'd like to talk to you. Calling in from Lehigh Valley, I believe, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Who's the caller on the line?
Hi, this is Pastor Holminski.
Oh, no, she's not from Lehigh Valley, is she? Yeah. Oh, yes, she is. I think she is from upstate PA.
You're on the line talking to Steve.
She was, I guess, last month.
Yes.
She called in last month. Hi, how you doing? Welcome back.
Good.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi.
Steve's on the line. Would you like to talk to him?
Steve, I have one quick question for you. This is Pastel.
Sure. Yes, hi, Pastel. Be happy
I'm going to go to D.C. next week, but then the following week I'm going to be in Harrisburg speaking at our Pennsylvania Rehabilitation Council meeting, and mm-hmm. I forgot to ask, how many students can you do at one time for O&M training?
Sure. We do average, we have done one in the class. We have done two maximum, because
okay.
we're doing 4 to 6 lessons a day. And
okay.
So we'll do two as max and room them together. We've done okay. that from, I think, Michigan and also from Ohio here in Columbus, but we'll do two for max. That's part of the dog guide class. And we don't exclude, you know, the people. We include them in the class where they can attend the lectures for the dog guides who in the evenings when they have lectures. And, of course, they're just traveling different with a white cane.
And then anything else you can add to me, my list when we talked before, when I speak on your behalf, because we're so short on O&M instructors in Pennsylvania.
Oh, we're sure everywhere. And
everywhere, I know.
In the United States, and I've talked to people, and, you know, our course is free. There's no cost to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get that out there that people don't know. They think it costs something to come, but transportation, room and board, the 2 weeks, flying in on a Monday and then leaving the second Friday, and getting a lot, about 30 hours, like I said, of instruction or more in, and offering a dog walk before they leave, and just to see the neat, the independence of them grow and their travel abilities.
It's only 2 weeks, Steve? That's it?
It's two weeks.
Wow.
for O&M training.
This is Michael.
Pilot dogs.
I have a question to ask you. I don't know if people ask this question at all. It might be a stupid question, but I like to ask it for myself. Would you say that people get dogs in reference to some kind of, they don't get nervous or get mugged because they have the dog, so people stay away? If they see a dog with them, they feel
for security.
More security, that they won't get mugged? Would you say that's any kind of situation as far as the people getting dogs?
It could be. It could be a factor. People just want that independence more than the white cane may offer, but that could be a possibility. The cane doesn't have teeth. The dog does, but that could be a definitely why, because the dog guide moves out faster, usually as a general rule, and is going to avoid all the obstacles that a cane may encounter. I never forget traveling in Kalamazoo for my master's and hitting about everything in the downtown area with my cane. So that definitely could be part of it, you know, because it is more of a security.
Plus, you're going to be more confident. If nothing else, you're going to be traveling more confident with the dog.
More confident, yes.
And what kind of dog do you use, Steve?
I'm not blind, but I had to do internship.
Oh, you did yeah.
Yeah, when I did my internship at Pilot way back as an apprentice in 1990, I think it was, 1991, I had a golden retriever for the week-long blindfold that we had to do here.
Yes.
And then, of course, getting my master's in. At Western, we had to do, I believe, 60 to 80 hours of blindfold with the white cane.
So speaking of golden retriever, if I remember last month, is it Pascal?
It's Pascal. I was talking to you with my golden retriever. Yes,
yeah,
my golden
and you
retriever
also...
is going to go to D.C. with me and then is going to go to Harrisburg with me.
But I think...
But you... I still have problems. Sometimes people try to, this happened to me last year, try to say, oh, that's a really beautiful dog, and sometimes they come close and try to grab her away from me.
Mm.
So I do a right about and hightail it out of there.
Mm.
You don't have a sign on the dog's collar?
I have a sign.
Please don't touch.
Of signs on her harness. Steve can tell you when he sees me at conventions, when he sees me at the school, I have a multiple signs saying don't pet, it's a felony to interfere with a service dog. I'm working, you know, but people are still people.
But what I was going to say is that you mentioned last month that you have many different breeds of dogs that people can work with.
Seven different breeds.
How many?
Seven.
Wow.
Yeah, they do. Can you name them for the listeners? Steve?
You want me to name or Steve? Sure. I can name them.
Either one.
Labs, Vishlas, Poodles. Mm-hmm. Goldens, Boxers, Shepherds, Steve, help me. Doberman Pinschers.
I can't believe people would get a poodle.
Why not? They're very smart dogs.
Yeah,
they're very smart dogs, and they're hypoallergenic.
That's right.
Now I'm taking too much of his time. Forgive me, Steve.
Oh, that's okay. That's no problem. To let people know about the O&M, it's free. They can call us at 614-221-6367. Or website, www.pilotdogs.org, and it is a free course for those who, you know, want to learn more about the cane, they're rusty on their cane skills, or they have never had O&M, and we also start from beginners.
That's terrific.
And so either way is fine, and we get a lot of lessons in, like 4 to 6 a day, and people are motivated and just want to learn and grow in their independence.
Is that something, David? Two weeks, and you're all set.
It is amazing, but the truth is, like you mentioned, Steve, so many areas around the country are short of not having enough O&M instructors, so a lot of times you are the only alternative for them. There are some places in the... Even in the state of Florida here, where they just simply don't have the instructors to do that, so going up to Ohio is the way to go.
Yeah, and it's neat to. I mean, sad when I talked, like I said, people at conferences and visiting with people, and they said they only had 1 hour of O&M or 2 hours of O&M, and sometimes they get maybe a half hour a week weekly because the O&M instructors have huge caseloads and they're traveling. Itinerant O&M instructors, they call. So it is, it's challenging for people across the United States to get services, and we're providing that at Pilot so people can come for 2 weeks. And like I said, we don't force a dog on them. We just want them to be independent, safe, and happy as they travel.
Right, and you can show them all the options right there, which is awesome.
Correct, absolutely correct.
Because a dog would not be for everybody, but it certainly could benefit certain groups of people.
Right.
Absolutely correct.
If you need a dog, call Pilot Dogs, and all the information is on our website. Well, thank you, Steve, and thank you, Pascal.
Thank you for having me. Yes.
Well, thank you for
joining
us.
Our pleasure.
We'll look forward to talking
great
to you
to
again.
Great to talk
like
to you.
Like to have him back.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Michael and Lynn. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Have a great week, guys.
We'll have to have you back. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to break.
And that's Pilot, the company from Ohio.
Pilot Dogs.
Pilot Dogs from Ohio. We're going to break. Don't go away.
And David on the guitar
yes,
when we
David
come back.
And trivia and David. Thank you. Don't go away. Right back.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have a caller calling in right now from a place called Greensboro, North Carolina. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here, Michael. Hello, Michael, Lynn, David.
Hey there, Kevin.
So what do you have to say today?
Well, first I have to say I'm glad Vicky finally won. She can take me out for coffee and ice cream now.
There you go. You know she's got the coupon, so...
Yep. Okay.
Right, well, thanks for calling in and checking in.
Now, David, we're going to do a trivia right now.
Yes, we are.
We'll have you sing while waiting on the trivia. It's trivia time. Trivia time. Call in on trivia is 407-894-1680.
This is mine, so don't disappoint me, guys.
Trivia.
They think that I choose these hard ones, but I think that we're going to get a caller right away.
Who's
on that.
Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680.
The name of a group.
Who's singing the song?
All my friends know the Lowrider. The Lowrider is a little higher.
Why we're waiting, David?
That was nice.
I'm waiting on you, David.
All right. It's almost Mardi Gras time, so here's a little Mardi Gras tune, something by the great New Orleans group, the Neville Brothers. Whoa, whoa, yellow moon, see you come sneaking in my window. Something and I don't know. Well now, do you see my baby walking down the railroad track? Ooh, you know something, oh, that the girl never coming back. You see that she been missing me while she try to get back home. Is she wrapped up in some mother's arms? Oh, let the girl leave me all alone. And with your eyes so big and shiny, well, you can see the whole darn land. A yellow moon, can you tell me if the girl's with another man? Yeah, whoa, 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 whoa. Now yellow moon, yellow moon, yellow moon. Have you seen the Creole woman? Yeah, yeah, you know something. Yeah, said the girl's still a friend of mine. The short version, I know we're running close on time.
We're
so
good. We're good. We've saved you time.
Oh, good, good, good. All appreciate right. that.
All right, so I do have a call on the phone line, but bear with me. Give me one moment because we got another call on the line
okay.
as well.
Okay.
But that was a great job, especially, you know, that was one of my all-time favorite songs right. that you selected okay. to play.
Oh, yeah?
Because I've
yeah.
been low no riding kidding. All my life.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We got some calls online.
Yeah, so I thought that was one of my, I remember the first
time. David, you're unbelievable. That's all I can tell you.
He sure is. We're so lucky to know you guys.
Really, Dave? Really?
Yeah, man.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
That was good. I liked it.
Chris, take these two calls. That's who's on the line, and that's it. No more callers.
Who could it be?
Huh? It's still early yet.
Well, you always tell me.
All right, so let's go over to St. Louis, Missouri, and talk to our good friend. I think he got this one this time.
1 second.
Oh, St. Louis.
St. Louis is on. Who else is on the line?
And our other caller is calling in from Pompano Beach, Judith.
Judith, a new caller. Judith from West Palm Beach.
We love new
First
callers.
First-time caller.
Okay. Don't tell her not to go away. If he gets it, I'll give her a trivia song.
Maybe Judah, we'll have don't hang up now.
Maybe we can have time for David to do another song, too.
Okay. So right now, let's hear from St. Louis.
This is Willie.
Hey, Willie. How you doing, Willie?
I'm doing great.
So you think you got a shot at this one?
I think that was the group called War.
Yay!
Oh, okay.
I knew you'd get it, Willie.
All right, Willie got it.
I had faith
it.
In you, man.
Willie got it. So
good
he just
job.
Won himself a $10.
What?
I enjoyed the song and the guitar playing.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
He's going to play another
yeah,
one,
good,
too.
Man.
Oh,
he
thank you.
Thank you. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
Okay.
Enjoy thank the donuts. Enjoy the ice cream.
I enjoy the show every week.
Well, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for listening. Keep on listening.
Keep
tell
on
your friends.
Listening.
Tell your friends.
He's listening in St. Louis.
Sure. Okay, take care.
Take
thanks,
care,
Willie.
Willie in St. Louis.
All right, now I want to hear right
Willie,
now.
Willie, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right,
Beach.
Willie?
Okay.
Pompano Beach, you there?
Hello, Miss Pompano.
Judah.
Hi, Judith.
Hi.
Oh,
hi,
Judith. Is it Judith?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Are welcome.
What part of the, are hi, you calling for Pompano Beach?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I was born in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. I know right where you are.
How did you learn about the show, Judith?
I listen to the station.
Oh, really?
She listens to 850 a.m.
It's a great station down there in West Palm Beach, yes.
So somebody, you called in for trivia, I guess, right?
Okay, I'll try trivia.
Okay, so now someone just won, so I'm going to give you another one. All right?
Yes.
All right, so let me ask you a question. There's quite a few people that live right near you that are famous. I'm thinking of a few big singers that are famous. Pompano Beach, they live in Parkland, they live in Fort Lauderdale. But there's two big singers. One's a woman, one's a man. If you guess either one, I've said it on the show before. One has been in movies and singers. Her initials are CF. Okay, the other one had a lot of big hits. His initial is only D.
But I think she's a lot younger.
All right. Well, any idea who I'm talking about?
Well, I'm going to have to listen to the radio because you're fuzzy. Hold on. Wait. I'm listening to the...
She's listening to on the radio.
Hey, I can play her part of a song she can try to guess for.
Yeah, maybe David could play a song.
Hey, David, can you do it?
She's too young, Michael.
That's going to be too difficult.
You're too difficult?
I got one for you.
Listen up, Judith. Listen.
Hey, Judith, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to play part of a song and see if you know who sang it, okay?
This is fun.
Wow, there is superstition writing on the wall. Oh, there is superstitions about to call, yeah. Our 30-month-old baby, of all the looking
don't
dads.
Sing the original song that he's singing right now.
You know who does this one? Living of the problem. All the good things in the past. This will help you right here. When you believe in things that you don't understand and you suffer. Superstition ain't the way.
You know who sang the original song?
No, but I think I know the answer to one of the other ones, Connie Francis.
Oh, wow. Good. You got it. Hey,
all your hard
Connie
work.
Francis. You got
see, we
it.
Thought tossing up out there. We knew she'd get one of them.
Connie Francis.
Like
CF. Connie Francis. You're right. Francis.
Listen, guys, I just had a senior moment. I'll be 75 June 19th.
You sound like a kid.
You sound like you're in your 20s.
Yeah, we thought you, my wife thought you were a young kid.
And Brenda's home too. CF.
I heard that. I grew up in Spanish Harlem. I'm Puerto Rican born, but I've been in the United States all my life minus 3 days.
All right, I got a question for you.
Born
here,
in New York.
I'm going to give you another one. Since you said, who did Spanish Harlem? The song, there is this big song, was a number one song called Spanish Harlem. Who did it? Any idea?
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Yeah, who did it? Who did it?
Was it Benny King?
You're right!
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So now I'm going to send you, listen to this. I was going to send you a $10 gift card. All right? But since you got two, I'm going to send you a $25 gift card from Olive Garden Restaurant. How would you like Olive Garden Restaurant for $25? Is that good?
And she gets a bracelet.
And she got a bracelet. Is that good?
Yes. All right.
You are tearing it up, girl.
Also, why I send it to you? Because I'm a Gemini, June the 15th, and you're a Gemini.
Oh, yes. And so is Trump. And so is Paula Abdul.
Also? Well, listen, Judith, we got to go. You hold on. Give Charlotte your address because we're almost done. The show is almost over.
$25 gift card from Olive
Garden. Listening.
Keep on listening.
Keep on listening. We're glad to have you out there.
Darling, are you sighted or are you visually impaired, darling?
I'm visually, they want to operate my eyes.
What is wrong with you?
I got that. I see blurry.
But I
have that thing that... if you put me to sleep, I found this out 53 years ago when I gave birth to my daughter, that I cannot talk, but I can feel. And I'm not a good patient.
Like Michael.
Listen, darling, if you ever need a great doctor, we have one in Jupiter. I mean, really great. I mean, Papa is not that far from him. He's a great doctor.
Look up Skolnick Eye Institute.
Look up Dr. Skolnick and Skolnick Eye Institute.
In Jupiter.
He's on our show all the time. If you listen to last week, He was here, and he'll be on with our show again March 31st.
Yes, I heard the ad.
Good.
I heard the ad.
Good, he's great. Good, good. He's great. And it's on our website also.
And if you listen to him, he's great.
Don't worry, you're gonna do just fine.
You guys are funny and awesome. Trust me.
What'd you say, darling?
We're funny.
Your whole crew is awesome, funny, awesome, and knowledgeable.
Well, thank you. Do you like the show? Do you like the show, darling?
Fun and informative. That's what we are.
Yes, I do.
Well, now I'm going to call the show funny and informative because Judith said we're
funny.
Thank
you so much.
We're thrilled to have you, Judith.
Yes,
thank
you, Judith. All right, have a good night. We got to go.
Good night, darling.
Okay.
All right, hold on for sure.
Give your name and address, and we'll have to send you a gift card and a bracelet.
Let me just tell David, who's coming on next week? Maybe you could take us off the show.
Who's coming on next week?
Next week, Gary Sinclair, co-host, will be in the studio, and June Robbins from Envision America will be calling in about Script Talk. And our friend Liz Alexa, who's the president of the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind, PA, a.k.a. Her Royal Blindness, will be calling in.
No way.
Pennsylvania's checking in next week.
I didn't make that up. Her Royal Blindness, Liz Alexa. So that's it.
Dave, you're taking us out?
Holy cow, that is cool.
Thank you, Dave and Brenda, for coming in today. Thank you, Shaw, for doing a great job. And as always, Charlotte Massey, fabulous. And Lynn?
Michael?
What can I say, baby? You're the best.
All right, well, I agree. Thank you. Thank you
all.
Thank you all. See you next week. Love you. And here's Dave.
We're the guy.
David Hillebrand.
No woman, but I don't feel sad. But I got no woman. But I'm down now, I don't feel sad. Cause the woman that'll treat me so did a low down and bad. Well, I cried when she left me, cried all night long in my bed. Well, I cried when she left me. Well, I cried all night long in my bed. Well, then one day it's hit me, should be happy instead, yeah. Now, how should I be sorry? The girl she hit on me. All she did was hit me, always getting on my knee. Then I hauled my money, ended up in her hand. She wept and she told me I'm a broken down old man. Well, I got no woman, but I don't feel sad. No, no, baby. Cause the woman that'll treat me so did a low down and bad. See y'all next week, same time, same channel. Don't
Thank
go anywhere.
Thank you, Dave.
We're polishing up our act.